And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 10th of April, 2015. It was on this day, 1710, the first law regulating copyright, the first law in the world, issued in Great Britain, which made it possible for authors to truly own their own work. It was on this day, 1925, 90 years ago today, The Great Gatsby was published, F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel, published by Charles Scribner's Sons. Critical reaction was at best mixed, and the novel sold fewer than 20,000 copies its first year in print. Fitzgerald went to his grave in 1940, believing that he was a failure. He believed that the book flopped because it lacked a likable female protagonist. And, of course, most readers, most buyers of novels were women. Later critics thought perhaps it was the disconnect between the novel's wealthy characters and tough economic times in the real world. One critic wrote of Gatsby, "There are ever so many Americans who can't drink champagne from morning to night, or even go to Princeton or Montparnasse." It's the birthday of William Hazlitt, born in Maidstone, England, 1778, journalist for the Morning Chronicle and the Examiner, and an innovator in the development of the personal essay. William Hazlitt, who said, "Without the aid of prejudice and custom, I should not be able to find my way across the room." It's the birthday of Anne Lamott, born San Francisco, 1954, an alcoholic, went into rehab, became a Christian, started teaching, writing, published a journal of the first year of her son's life, Operating Instructions, to great acclaim. Anne Lamott, who said, "Nothing can break the mood of a piece of writing like bad dialogue. My students are miserable when they're reading an otherwise terrific story to the class and then hit a patch of dialogue that sounds as if it were poorly translated from the native Hindi." And it's the birthday of Paul Theroux, born in Medford, Massachusetts, 1941, entered the Peace Corps, taught school in Malawi, Africa, continued to teach in Uganda and Singapore, published 8 books within a decade of graduating from college. His first major book was his 10th, The Great Railway Bazaar, a travelogue of his 4-month trip across Asia. Here's a poem for today by Mary Kay Stillwell, "Moving to Malibu." Some nights I think of it, moving to Malibu, just as I stretch like a cat stretches to my full length, as though I am easing into cool waters. I imagine the blue of the sea, the bright green leaves of the geranium on the patio, the bright pink blooms, the yellow sun and white sand in the distance, white triangles from the deck, wind chimes. I will be as content and as happy as Balboa. I will have breakfast at my wicker table and in my wicker chair with the cats watching. I will taste salt on my lips after coffee. My door will be open. When you come, you will carry a loaf of bread, a bunch of flowers. The sunset is brilliant. We might as well be anywhere." Moving to Malibu by Mary Kay Stillwell, from Maps and Destinations, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their Favorite Poem Project Florida invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.